We're surrounded by camping equipment, swags, cooking utensils, food and horse riding gear. The Bushmop staff and a group of young men are packing a trailer on their way to Santa Teresa for a horse trek.
Gentlemen, and I use that term very loosely.
One of the young guys, Roy, is a little bit nervous.
Get to go camping and horse riding and, yeah, do all the good stuff out there. I don't know how to ride horse properly, yeah. Just probably first time learning.
But he'll be well looked after. It's a far smaller group than the big annual treks held each year in June. Jock McGregor from Bush Mob says they're trying to do the treks monthly to keep the interest up and the momentum going.
We thought that having it once a year was excluding a lot of people from doing it, and part of the reason of doing the big one was to get people in Santa Teresa involved and doing things. So we've done it to smaller ones so that we can do more with the men out there, because there's really nothing to do out there.
How many kids are going on the trek this time?
This time we got, how many of you mob in the house?
Six.
Six?
Five.
2, 4, 5, yeah.
5, plus that other fellow who's doing community service, yeah?
Yeah, 6.
Yeah, so 6 kids. Kids with drug and alcohol problems, sniffing, ganja, grog, all that stuff, from 12 to 24.
What will they be doing for the next few days?
They got a big ride today. They're going to be doing culture stuff for the men out there, bush tucker, and just learning about the area and the way they do things out there. And then a look around Santa Teresa, which is really important to go look at the church and all places that you really need to see if you ever go to Santa Teresa.
Has it been difficult to try and fund this every month?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to secure funding for it, namely because of dealing with horses. It's really expensive to get insurance for horses, which means that the cost for a trip like this triples, between $5,000 and $10,000.
So how are you managing to fund it each month?
Really slowly. We got a grant from the government, as well as we got some money from FebFast last year, because we've always wanted to do these more regular trips. It's just that finally this year we've been able to get it together.
Now, eagerly waiting their arrival at the other end is Chris Wallace, who's coordinating Santa Teresa's involvement in the horse treks. And they've been using them as incentive to increase attendance at the local school.
We're going to have some kids from here, from Santa Teresa, and they're the kids that's been doing well in class, you know, attending school every day. So they'll get that opportunity to be a part of it.
What are some of the horse skills that the kids will learn?
They'll learn how to ride horses, saddle up horses, most probably know about the horse body, where the danger is and stuff like that, and how to turn, pull up, you know, how to gallop, walk. We usually train them for the whole day in the yard. Fellas here always teach them, you know, show them the ropes about riding.
And if the monthly treks are about gaining momentum, it's certainly working. Director of Bush Mob, Will McGregor, says they're getting the word out far and wide.
At the end of last year, we decided to write a letter to the Queen from one lot of horse lovers to another, expecting no response, and nearly fell over when we got a response from Buckingham Palace.
The letter is in front of us. What did the Queen say?
I'm just looking at it. It was from the lady-in-waiting. She just wished to write and thank us for our letter, that she acknowledged our work with substance-affected young people and of the use of horses as part of the program. It was just wonderful to hear back from her, and made an impact on the young guys and women that are in the place now.